Another classic radio air check on the home of classic top 40 radio, airchecks.com.
Could you give me that Randy Van Warmer album over there? All right. Yeah, that'll do it. Is it 5 o'clock yet? Hi, Seattle, I'm Bobby Rich. You know, everybody's been waiting to find out, especially the other radio stations in Seattle, exactly what we're going to be doing for the past couple of weeks. We've been going around and talking to people all over town, and everywhere you hear this radio station, we have learned a lot about what Seattle wants on the radio, and we're going to try to give it to you. Now, here's some of the things we've learned. It's kind of interesting. There's some real good radio in Seattle. See, there's K-Bird and KC, but some people say they can be a little too sleepy. And then there's stations like K-Light and Classy, and they play some real good music, but some say it can be a little too soft, a little too slow. Other people have told us that KISW and KXRX can play a bit too much head-banging acid rock music. A lot of people tell us that KUBE and KPLZ are just about the best radio stations they've ever heard in Seattle, but sometimes they play a little too much rock music, a little too much rap music for their taste. And then you got the KBSG, KVI, KZOK, KJR. Well, with all those, there's plenty of moldy oldies on the radio, so you really don't need a lot of that either. But everybody likes something about all of those radio stations. So what we'd like to try to do for you on this radio station is mix together the best of these great Seattle radio stations. So here's our promise. No disco, no Manilow. No raps, no naps. Just a better mix of music from I-107.7.
Well, here we go on the I Guy Show, I-107.7. Bobby and Kelly and Alva and you and I-107.7. Liz and Storm keeping you informed. And Denny McFly, that traffic guy on I-107.7. And now we're ready to start your day.
I-107.7, the iGuys.
It is a miracle.
Yes, it is.
That Stump the comedian seems to know virtually every punchline of every joke.
And he's back for more.
And I have a feeling he's 12 for 12 this morning.
Mm. Yeah, we were really going earlier today. Put the microphone down there, Alf, if you would please, so Stump can get
Stump,
up to
you
it.
Ready to take a call?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Tim of Seattle.
Okay. Yeah.
Good morning, Tim.
Hi,
yeah,
Tim.
Hi.
All right, Tim, Stump the comedian.
Well, I've got one here for you, Stump.
Okay.
What is the closest thing to a perpetual motion machine in Seattle?
In Seattle?
Yeah.
Well, it's a local joke.
That is local.
Did you make this joke up yourself, Tim?
No, I didn't. I heard it somewhere.
Okay. So it's been out on the streets there, Stump.
It's a street joke, yeah.
If it's been on the street, then Stump ought to know.
Okay. I'm hoping. It's either Herschel the Seal or Wine Spodioti Cody at dinner.
Oh, it's Wine Spodioti Cody.
No, get the heck out of
and
here.
And that one's on the street?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Darn it.
Wow.
I just knew he wasn't. Wait, I got one
for you, Stump.
You got one for me, too?
Yeah. What do you call a 4-foot woman in the Navy?
I know that.
No, come on.
You can't know that. You can't know this.
I do know that.
What do you call a 4-foot?
A microwave.
Oh. The guy is too good. Oh. He's too good.
Hello, everybody.
There he is. Look out.
Cody! Well, it's official. Miami is number one. Congratulations to Dennis Erickson and his Hurricanes. Of course, when Notre Dame coach Lou Holtz heard the news, he did not agree. He said,
"Whoa, Nelly!"
Yeah, he said whoever ran the ball on that decision made one great big
wumbo.
Well, Lou, you had a great season. You beat all the major conference champions and two major independents. Do you think that should make you number one?
Yes, sir, Abba.
Well, Dennis Erickson says...
Oh, shut up.
That's sports and I'm hooray.
9 o'clock with the eye guys.
Well, here we are, kicking off the first five-day work week of the 90s. I'm Alpha Trevette.
I'm Bobby Rich.
I'm Kelly Stevens.
And you put us all together, we're the
iGuys.
Uh-oh, there was a big oops over the weekend over at Channel 7.
No.
Yeah, wait till you hear this story. It's a big one.
Biggie. Also, this hour we'll get to spend a minute and a half,
more or less,
with Mr. Andy Gooney.
And lots more fun, and if you miss any of it, you'll just want to eat three boxes of Sunsweet Prune and volunteer for jury duty.
Good morning. This is an update of I-1077 information, including Seattle weather and traffic. A service of Frederick and Nelson. I'm Lou Summers. If you have a flight planned to Anchorage, better call your airline. The Redoubt volcano erupted last night, sending an ash plume up 8 miles. Cloudy skies in downtown Seattle this morning. Storm, is it a rainy forecast today?
Yes, it is, Liz, and a series of weather systems will continue to roll in this week with rain down here and more snow up there in the mountains. It'll be mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of rain through tonight. Storm Kennedy in the I-1077 Weather Center.
It's kind of mild now, 45 degrees, I believe.
Kick it up to Denny McFly, checking the commute.
Southbound 5 continues to be very sluggish from 44th and Linwood down to the county line, where there's a trooper off to the right shoulder. He's just sitting there. I guess he's making everybody self-conscious. Southbound 5 at 175th, there's a disabled in the right lane, reportedly. I'm Commander Denny McFly on I-1077.
Oh, darn, my steering wheel's gay.
I-1077 with your eye, guys.
Oh, he's just in.
He is?
Time now for the news.
He was already here.
Nobody knows. Featuring Mr. Eyewitness himself.
A robbery suspect was arrested in Newark, New Jersey recently after he removed his mask during a holdup. He was pulling the heist at the place of his former employment. During the holdup, an employee recognized the bandit's voice and said, "Bill, is that you?" The robber then removed his mask and said, "How did you know it was me?" Oh, the lobotomy scars, perhaps. And that's news. Nobody knows.
We got a bad day there.
852.
I-1077. The Halloween eyeball. The only place to be tomorrow, Halloween night. Get your tickets from Ticketmaster now or at the door. But be at the Seattle Sheraton tomorrow night at 8. Two live bands, The Boys and Junior Cadillac. Gobs of free food. $1,000 in cash for the most creative costume. And hundreds of other prizes, including a trip for two on Lufthansa to Dracula's Castle in Transylvania. The I-1077 Halloween Eyeball. Proceeds donated to Seattle's Orion Center. See you tomorrow night. For all you do, this eyeball's for you.
12:59 with Randy Lundquist.
Pausing briefly for station identification. I-1077 Seattle. KMGI. Now, the magic is in the music mix.
I-1077, here's a new song that's been developing fans right nicely. This is Phil Myth from Michael Penn. I-1077, here he is, gearing up, working on his groove, Paul Carrick. Man, he's just so hip.
You can scan the dial, but you got to stop at 107.7 FM, Seattle's I-1077.
I-1077 and Randy Lundquist. According to the very latest Jeff King calculations, you owe yourself at least one good, inexpensive thrill today. Jeff King will be here after 2 with just a ton of cheap thrills for you. We'll have to move a finger or a thumb. I-1077.
How would you like a new job? I-1077 has a few thousand openings. Here's your job description. You simply listen to the radio, and we pay you $107 per hour. You can even listen and win while you keep your current job. Here's how to get on the I-1077 payroll. Mail or fax us your name, address, and phone numbers, and the times you listen. Within 20 minutes, we'll give you the exact information you need. Keep it here at 107.7 FM. I-1077, where it pays to listen.
4 o'clock with Jeff King.
I-1077 Seattle.
I-1077 Jeff King, Tuesday afternoon. Traffic is kind of And yes, that's officially with at least 2 L's and 2 N's and a committed Eddie McFly will be updating us on that this hour. Musically this hour, got Don Henley on the way. That new Elton John song, gonna play Alphaville and ABC. And yes, it is I-1077. Storm Kennedy's I-1077 forecast says partly cloudy tonight, but cooling all the way down to 35 degrees. Make sure to put extra straw in your bed.
Hey!
Oh, I mean, hey. I-1077, that's ABC, and be near me. Play that in honor of everybody who's right next to everybody else on the freeway, but pretend you're someplace else like skiing. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, as you're kind of daydreaming, or night dreaming, I should tell you that up at Mission Ridge, it's overcast 27 degrees. They got an inch of new snow today, 15 to 40 inch base. It's mostly clear up at Crystal Mountain, 35 degrees, 25 to 54 inch base. Stevens Pass has 34 degrees with a 65 to 92 inch base. And night skiing tonight. Uh-huh. Also night skiing at Alpental and Snow Cully. Right?
Hey!
Bon Marché.
I-1077, speaking of the Bon Marché.
Oh, speak of it.
There is that eye guy in the window. Hi, Kelly.
Hiya, Jeff.
How it goes so far?
Oh, outstanding. We're here still here at 4th and Pine in the window of the Bon Marché, and this is our seventh day of broadcasting, coming up on number 8 that I've lived in this window, and it is for a very worthy cause. Toys for Tots has been helping children who are less fortunate than a lot of us in this community and throughout the Puget Sound area. Over 3,300 toys have been raised during this broadcast.
It's the holiday season, Christmas in the Northwest, and I-1077 has two words for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We all know the Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots and Teens campaign is there every year to brighten Christmas for kids who might not otherwise have a Christmas. This year, I-1077 and the Bon Marché set out to collect 5,000 toys. Thanks to your donations, we exceeded that goal. Now Christmas will be happier for over 7,000 kids.
I-1077.
We couldn't be more proud. So we'll say it again. Thank you.
1077.
Clock with Ron Harris. Hi, 1077, and Ron Harris with that lady once again that has a name like, sounds like she should be on like KRPM or something like that, singing country music. Taylor Dane with Every Beat of My Heart on I-1077. Oh, goody, goody, goody. One of my all-time dreams is going to come true. I get to have University of Washington students dig around in my mouth and pull out my wisdom teeth. If you'd like to do that, if you'd like to get your wisdom teeth pulled out and you can't quite afford it, look into volunteering for a federally funded study at the University of Washington School of Dentistry. If you want information on that, call me right here at I-1077.
I-1077 Sonic's pretty much biting it on the road these days at 2-11 now, lost to Dallas tonight, 110-96. 8:35, Miami Sound Machine. I-1077 Angie Good. Elvis's birthday today. The King would have been 55. Presidents of his fan club were honored at a luncheon held at Graceland. Unfortunately, Elvis couldn't make it. He's busy having his birthday whopper. It's Madonna. Woo! I-1077, like this one. Whole lot of funk to this thing. Quincy Jones, Ray Charles, Chaka Khan. It's called I'll Be Good to You.
I-1077 Seattle.
I-1077, looking ahead to next weekend. How about the Seattle International Boat Show? It opens Friday at the Kingdom. All kinds of workshops and performances by the Emerald City Ski Team. The show runs through the 20th of this month. Want more information on that? Call me here at I-1077. I-1077. Hi, it's Rich Ellis. Thanks for the calls tonight. Barb in Shelton, also Roy in Bellevue, and Heather, who phoned in from Everett, says she met a guy, John, who's listening in Monroe, and she wants to rock with him. Bobby Brown, I-1077.
Hey, here's where you go for your morning show. It's I-1077. It's where you tune in the afternoon. It's I-1077. We keep you alive from 9 to 5 and help you survive that afternoon drive. I-1077. In the great Northwest, we're the one giving you music, money, and fun. I-1077.
This is airchecks.com.